Hi, Sig. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Doc. Yeah, I had a question on rebounders and one on inversion tables. The rebounder, as you know, is a little mini trampoline you jump up and down on.
Sure.
People say that maybe it milks the cells and maybe strengthens the cell membranes. Is there any truth to that? Do you know at all, research or anything?
I wouldn't call that exceptionally well researched. I'd say it's reasonable and logical, but insofar as double-blind studies and stuff, nobody's done them. Of which I'm aware, anyway.
You would not advise against rebounders, anyway.
Oh, definitely not. In fact, we got one, sir.
Okay, good. And on the inversion table, I know that it probably helps people with back problems, but also, is it a good idea to invert and get more blood to the brain once a day like that? Does that help your brain in any way?
It would help in a small way, sir. Now, actually, there are two things which would probably do better, and you may be aware of them, so stop me if you've heard of them. One is increasing your own body's nitric oxide without taking Viagra, and that can be done with common veggies such as beets and spinach and so forth. In fact, if you go online and look for nitrogen-containing foods, that's all you need to put in, up will come along last, and at the top are beets and spinach. So how much do you have to eat? Well, funny thing, sir, there are available self-test strips to tell you how much nitrates your own body is making. It's a little test strip you stick under your tongue and then pull it out and compare it to the color chart on the bottle the test strips come in. And there's very faint color and brighter color and brighter color. When you get to the optimal, well, that's the amount of nitric oxide you want to shoot for major dilation. What it does is help dilate the blood vessels so the blood can be delivered better. And you can get nitric oxide test strips. I know you can get them at Toma Dispensary. You may be able to get them, but I've never tried at the big box drug stores or health food stores. Now, compounding pharmacies have them, that's for sure. So compounding pharmacies and Toma Clinic nitric oxide test strips, and you can test yourself, and then you can go back to that food chart and eat more of the nitric oxide containing or nitrogen containing foods, I should say, if you want to. Or for some guys, they would prefer to do part with the veggies and part with the supplement L-citrulline, which has no citrus in it at all, but it really does help to create more of these nitrogenous kind of compounds in our bodies. So that's one thing a person can do for better perfusion. And here's the second thing, sir. It seems to be entirely in a different area, but it's called donating blood. I'm not kidding. When we donate blood, our bodies have to make new blood cells, brand new blood cells. Now, you probably know that the life expectancy of a red blood cell is around 6, 7, 8 months, depending on the individual blood cell. Okay, now, if you make a new blood cell, why, that's a really nice young blood cell, and it's a lot more flexible than an older blood cell, just like a teenager can do better gymnastics than any of us who are 75 years old. Okay, so what difference does that make that it's more flexible? There are areas in the body, including the brain, that have such tiny blood vessels that the blood cells have to fold themselves over like a blood vessel donut, like a blood cell donut, to get through that blood vessel, and the older blood cells can't get through. So if we have a blood donation from time to time, that causes our body to make new blood cells to replace that other blood. And what do you know? Now we have a whole crew of nice new blood cells that can get through those teeny tiny blood vessels better than the older ones, which is why maybe it seems that women are smarter than men, especially in their menstrual years, because they're always donating blood once a month. Not really donating, I'm being silly here, but they're making new blood cells once a month in response to menstruation. And guys never have menstrual periods, so we do get a few new blood cells, but not near as many as women do. And it's time for me to shut up.
Very interesting, doctor. On that supplement, what was that called again, and do you have it?
Oh, yes, it's called L-citrulline, C-I-T-R-U. C-I-T-R-U, L-L-I-N-E. Comes in 1,000 milligrams, which is 1 gram. And I do know one guy who hates vegetables, despite he says, I know, don't tell me I should eat my vegetables, I just hate them. My mother told me, and so forth. And so he just uses L-citrulline, and it takes him 3 to 4 grams a day, which is 3 to 4 pills a day, to get his nitric oxide test strip to turn bright color. And I keep telling him, I can tell him, I say, tell him, I know you heard this before, but gotta tell you, eat your veggies.
There you go. Very interesting as always, doctor. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in, sir.